Hi, and thank you so much. My name is Karen Elise Holman Elvebråten, but let's just stick with Karen. We here in Norway are so excited to show the world what the Vikings of the North have been up to.
That's right, and that is the Adventist Vikings of the North. Seventh-day Adventist youth have been going out into the northern communities today to share the hope, the joy, and the love of Christ to a spiritually hungry people. My name is David Kingsley Kendall, and why don't we just start right away by looking at an overview over the different Scandinavian areas that we'll be looking at within this hour. Here we go. We're going to look at Denmark, Sweden, Finland, and Norway. And the cities are at Copenhagen, Stockholm, Tampere, Alta, and Bergen, and Stavanger, and Oslo and Tromsø up north. Yep. So, I suggest that we just start with looking at what has been buzzing in the core of the Norwegian society.
But Oslo. I just have to say that, did you know that today there has been 400 people, youth, going around here in the streets of Norway?
Yeah, that's amazing. So we're not going to be able to cover everything, but we want to give a short overview over the different things. So why don't we just start by looking at what has been buzzing in Oslo. Let's have a look.
Dette Oslo, sett ovenfra på Google Maps. Men mesteparten av året så ser det sånn her ut. Innerst i Oslofjorden ligger Norges hovedstad med sine 454 kvadratkilometer. Byens 629.313 innbyggere består av både rikfolk og fattigfolk. Om byen er det også sagt at den kan sette sine spor. Denne forunderlige by som ingen forlader før man har fått merker av den. Dette er slottet. Her bor kongen. Ved siden av slottet sitter denne tiggeren. Både kongens og tiggerens liv knyttes sammen av gata Karl Johan, som er kjent for sine shoppingmuligheter og et yrende folkeliv. I tidligere tider var denne byen også kjent som Kristiania. Operaen er vårt kulturelle sentrum og en arkitektonisk perle. Ved siden av operaen ligger Oslo S, kanskje bedre kjent som Plata. Her ved togstasjonen finner du også denne tigeren. Bruken av tigerstaden om Oslo kan føres tilbake til Bjørnstjerne Bjørnson og et dikt som heter Bortimot. I diktet så skildres en kamp mellom en landsens hest og en tiger som liksom skal symbolisere den grusomme byen. Byen vår vokser. Den strekker seg også mot himmelen. Her et glimt av Oslos egen skyline i Bjørvika. Byens innbyggere er alle mennesker som trenger varme, omsorg, trygghet, kjærlighet, å bli sett og hørt, å være en del av et fellesskap. Menighetene våre er fellesskap som setter Jesus, kjærligheten, i sentrum. Her et glimt fra Betel. Mennesket lever ikke av brød alene, men også av hvert ord fra Guds munn. Her samles menigheten både til gudstjeneste og måltid i Cornelius. Dette er Ulsrud. Og i et menighetsfellesskap er det også viktig med øyekontakt. På Global Youth Day er vi utenfor kirka for å se de som ikke finner veien inn i kirka til vanlig. Global Youth Day er en dag hvor vi ser menneskene rundt oss. Vi deler Guds kjærlighet. Vi kan være praktiske hjelpere. Kjære Gud, vis meg din skjønnhet på dette stedet, i denne gata og blant disse menneskene. Gud, hjelp meg å tenke dine tanker og kjenne dine følelser for menneskene og stedene jeg ser. La ditt rike komme, og din vilje skje, her og nå, som i himmelen. Amen.
That's wonderful. Wow. God, help me to think your thoughts. That's what she said in the video. And that's what we want to do here in Norway. We want not just to think God's thoughts, we want to share them by our words and our actions.
So we're going to start with interviewing this guy over here, Anders Vik. And Anders, why don't you start with telling us a bit about yourself?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for inviting me. My name is Anders Vik, and I attend the Bethel Church in Oslo. That's the biggest church in Oslo and also the oldest one. And I was recently elected as a youth leader in that church, so I've just begun that work, and I'm looking forward to make a change and serve. And in addition to that, I study medicine, but I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Maybe doctor, maybe archaeologist, maybe pastor, maybe all. So we'll see. Yeah.
We're excited to find out or see where you're going to end up.
That's great. So you have, how long have you been involved in this Global Youth Day movement?
Yeah, my first time was last year. Okay. I don't know how long this has been going on, but yeah. So this is my second time this year.
Okay. And you were in the streets of Oslo today, right?
Yes. Today our youth group, in addition to some other youth from the other churches, we went and had this stand in the middle of the biggest shopping street in Oslo, where we gave free waffles, we gave fruit, we gave balloons, and we just gave free hugs to people and really just show people that we care, we're here, this is who we are, please come and get to know us better, because that's what we want.
That's great.
That's great. And, like, this has been the second time you're involved? Or was this the first time?
Yeah, no, it's the second time.
Second time, right? What has been your, like, what has been your vision for this? I know this is a quite recent development in Norway. This is, as we said, only the second time we were having it. But if you could, like, share some of your visions for the Global Youth Day, what inspires you about this special day?
Yeah, maybe the biggest thing that inspires me is being able to, you know, go out in the streets, show people, show the city also who we are. Hey, we're Adventists. We've been in this town for over 100 years, and maybe you don't know us. We want to know you. We want to be a part of this community, and I want people to see who we are and see that we are normal, nice people, and basically maybe help people become a little bit curious as to who we are and what we believe, and
Yeah.
All right.
That's wonderful. We're going to have a look at what has been going on in Oslo. The other video was a little introduction, and let's look at what we have done today. So.
Hands Gate, we have all over 60 to 70 young people from local churches from Oslo. We're excited because we've got double the amount we had last year. We've got free hugs, we have gratis waffles, we have balloons, we have many different things that we're sharing with the community. And as you can see, everyone is very happy and excited. I want to go and get a waffle, so come and join us.
One in Compassion, 8 million Adventist youths spread out over the entire world sharing the gospel with words and deeds. That was the second video. That was actually captured today, while the first one has been taken from previous years. But it's great to see that we are able to do these kind of things. So inspiring.
Yeah. So we want to thank you so much, Anas, for coming here and taking a part, being a part of this. And now I think we should go on to the next video, right?
I think that's a very good
idea. We have a video from a city in the northern part of Norway.
That's right.
Tromsø. Let's get started.
The servant today, and we have been with new people in Norway that are new to snow and this environment, and try to teach them to ski and sledge. And we think it's very important to take care of new people, just like Jesus said.
Det er farlig her å forlate fire.
Fun today?
Yes.
Is it your first time skiing?
Yeah, it's my first time today. And I think I like it.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Have you made some new friends today?
Yeah, I guess.
You guess?
I'm happy that at least I get to know people. Yeah.
Yes.
Today has been a day where we join in offering our hands as Christ's hands, and we've been skiing and having a lot of fun and running all over the place, which has been an amazing experience.
So do you enjoy?
Precisely. It has been amazing. I had to try a lot of different things, so I think it was really amazing that I've tried something new that I've not done before, so yeah, and this journey still continues. We are still enjoying the rest of the day as it comes.
Have you made some new friends today?
Yes, I have. I visited someone from Ghana. I didn't have a friend from Ghana, so I met someone new from Ghana.
First time.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it cold today?
Not exactly. I'm even wondering why I had to put on so many jackets. It's not really cold.
The temperature is what?
I'm not very sure, but I don't think it's minus.
Okay, that's good.
I enjoyed it, actually. It's my first time in snow and first time skiing. It was hectic, but I think it was fun.
You can join us next time too, you know.
Sure.
Yes, back and bring your skis backwards. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, so now you can stand up.
Hey. Good job. Great. Okay.
Wow. Here we have the people of the north. They're showing acts of kindness towards immigrants, people who have come to Norway to live here. And, you know, it's just wonderful that, you know, they can actually be integrated in cold Norway.
I think one of the guys actually had a snowball on his head.
We noticed that in studio. We were thinking, is that his hat or is somebody pulling off a prank on him? Oh. No, but it was so nice to see, you know. And he said that he even thought it was warm, you know. He must have been in Norway for a while to say that. Oh, that's great. But we have now in the studio, we have Victor Marley. And he, why don't you tell us, introduce yourself, like who you are and what you're doing?
Yes, I'm the youth director for the Norwegian Union. It's just been great today to be out in the streets of Oslo and see what's happening there. But I'm very proud of the young people of Norway because, you know, they've been really active. We've got, what is it, 8 or 9 different cities, different groups that are involved with the Global Youth Day. And they've really taken to it. I mean, I really almost wish I was in Tromsø today with all the snow.
Yeah. All the snow. We don't have that much snow down in
Tromsø. Tromsø is way above the Arctic Circle. I mean, a few weeks ago, it was just completely dark there the whole time. Yeah. But the lights come back. The student group there is really interesting. They're doing a great work. Coming into contact with students and other people that have moved into Norway from faraway lands. And somehow they end up in Tromsø. Who knows why? Some of them maybe are coming from difficult backgrounds, difficult countries. And this group of young people, they've made it their mission to come in contact with this community and to That's help amazing. Them to feel welcome. And I'm really proud of them. Mm. I could also, thoughts go to Hammerfest, which is even further north of Tromsø.
The northernmost city in the world?
With an Adventist church, definitely.
Oh, okay. Because I heard like it's so far north.
So it would have been cool for us to broadcast from Hammerfest, actually.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Because I spent a couple of years, not years, a couple of months up in northern Norway. And it's amazing to see, we got to get to know many people who are living in, what do you call them, refugee camps, but asylum centers.
Centers, yeah.
And they're so open. Mm. They're so heart-warm. And many are interested in the gospel. They have Muslim backgrounds. They're asking about the prophet Isa because they heard that, you know, Christians, we believe that he's the son of God. And they come with so many questions. So it's a great answering wedge there.
Yeah, and this is our mission that Jesus gave us. Mm. You know, he said, what you do for the least of these, you do for me. And, you know, people that come to this country sometimes have nothing. And, you know, our young people can step up and say, we're going to do something. Yeah. That's just brilliant.
That's great. Mm. So a bit more about yourself. You're working as a youth leader here. Do you have any questions for Victor Karnelisa? What... Do you have any vision? We asked the previous guest here if he had any dreams or like any, what excites you about this project?
Yeah, this is a new project actually to the whole world just 2 years ago. Just last year it began. So this is the second year. You know, I heard about it and I said to my colleague Alistair, who we saw on the film earlier, I said, we got it. This is great. We've got to do something with this. Mm. And so we got going with it last year. And what I think is brilliant about it and great strength of the Global Youth Day is the way that we're connecting.
Yeah.
So, you know, with this huge church family around the world. And yet you've got a little group in, I don't know, Trondheim on the north of here and over to the west. And, you know, and they're doing something today. And at the same time, they're a part of something big. So they're part of feeling, you know, they feel a part of the big church, the big church family. And for a union like Norway, that's really important. And that's a big part of the vision that I have for Global Youth Day is that we're connecting young people. And those young people can feel really like they're an army of youth, you know, going out to do God's work. So that's a great strength of the day and really why, I wanted the Norwegian Union to get on board with it. Mm-hmm. And I think that it does an awful lot for our young people that they're able to be a part of it and just to get out there and be
visible,
to talk to people and share the faith.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's great.
Because I mean, you see all these people getting help. We help people. We go on the street and we make their days. We make an impact on them. But don't you think like the ones that are doing this, the teenagers and the young adults, don't you think they kind of get an impact on themselves by doing it?
And it's not easy for Norwegian young people to go out on the streets and to do something for strangers because we're quite reserved.
We're quite reserved as a people here.
But they go out there and they do it and they're using their faith and it does something for them inside them. It connects them with Jesus as well, you know, because they're working with Jesus. Whenever we do mission work, we're working together with Jesus.
We're not standing alone.
That's really key to developing a relationship with Jesus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was just funny to see them get more and more into it as they got surprised because people were coming along this morning and looking a bit, what's this big group? And then people were smiling after a while and queuing up for the waffles.
There's so many children there.
Yeah.
I was amazed. Yeah. There's so many children downtown. Yeah. And we often overlook the children in our church or outside the church. Mm. But we have, there's a ministry for the children as well.
Yeah, it was good we had the balloons and the clowns there.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, if you can do something for children, you reach the parents.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
That's so true right there. Mm. It's amazing. So a final statement that you'd like to, or an appeal or something you'd like to tell people who are watching us now all over the world. What are your thoughts?
I'd just like to say welcome. Where's the camera? I don't know which camera. Yeah. welcome to Norway. It's great to have you here in the studio with us. Mm. And if you haven't been actively involved this time, then next year, just get actively involved because it's great fun.
Mm. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Victor, for joining us.
Thank you.
And God bless your ministry. The next city on our list, what is that?
That is Bergen.
Bergen.
To make balloons, animals, to give to the children. And when we came here, it was like really cloudy and rainy and really, really cold. And I was a bit afraid to give balloons to the children because I didn't think they would be so happy just for a balloon thing. So I was a bit, you know, skeptical. But then I started to give them and they had these very, very bright smiles on their face and they were so happy.
Just like her.
And some of the parents, they were really like a bit skeptical because they thought we were doing it for, I don't know, money or something. But then when they realized that it was for free, they were quite happy. So I'm just amazed how happy people can be just for waffles and balloons. Yeah. It's like so little.
And also we got to give a waffle to the previous Prime Minister of Norway. That was.
And we got roses. Like you have already mentioned, we are in Bergen, and you know it's this song "Somewhere Over the Rainbow," but here's like often under the rainbow. So I mean, it has been raining a tiny bit, but not so bad. So it has been a huge blessing.
Snart slutt på brownies.
Også her med juksa litt. Begynner ikke fra scratch i dag, nei.
Har du først skal varme oss opp?
Ja, det er for djur.
Happy Sabbath. Last words from Bergen.
Yeah.
Bergen is a very interesting place. There was a comment there. Bergen is somewhere under the rainbow. Well, I've lived in Bergen 10 years, and I can tell you it's a beautiful place when it's not raining, which it is most of the time. Actually, they mentioned the Prime Minister there as well. I don't know if you caught that, but we have a picture here of the Prime Minister that was in Bergen, the ex-Prime Minister, Jan Stoltenberg. And Sondre Fon, a good friend of ours, he was there, and he was actually told by the Prime Minister for some reason to pat him on his head. So he didn't dare to say no. So
I'm not sure that statement is correct. I can't say that for a fact. Or they might have just, maybe that hand was in the way and they wrote that under the picture. Who knows? But it was really cool. Yeah. And I think that the fact that he was there and saw the people there doing what they did was really good.
Yeah, yes. It makes an impact, even on the government. That's great. We thought we might as well just continue looking at the different places in Norway. And the next place on our list?
Alta. Mm-hmm.
There we go. That was the city of Alta, all the way up north in Norway.
Yeah.
And we were just informed that actually in Alta there was Europe's largest dog sledging race started in Alta for not too long ago and was completed last week, mm-hmm. covering a distance of 1,000 kilometers. So even though Alta is a rather comparatively small place with a very small church, as we saw, we can actually do, even people in small places with small churches can accomplish big things. Mm-hmm. And I have also experienced that sometimes. I was up north in the mid section of Norway, which is called Helgeland. And I was there for 3 months as a placement that I had during my stay in a mission school in Norway, Mattesonskolen. And it was just a great experience. You know, it's such a small and very secluded place, actually. And at first, when I moved up there, I was like a bit... I'm used to living in larger areas like Bergen. I've been living there for a while. So I thought it was a bit awkward and cold and lonely. But actually, over these 3 months, I got to get to know so many new people, so many, especially immigrants who come there and who are just looking for a home, looking for a place to stay, who are actually fleeing from their own countries and because of turbulence or, turbulence or wars and stuff like that. And it's just such a blessed experience to actually talk to people in such small communities. It was just really blessed. And I remember that there was one guy up there that we got to talk a lot to. And actually, there were several, some Muslims that I mentioned earlier. And people, we have to understand that people are so hungry for meaning in life. They're so hungry for a deeper meaning. And actually, the Muslims, I was so surprised by their openness to the gospel. They were inquiring about the Bible, about Jesus. And so... it's just amazing that even in these places you find people who are very interested in hearing about the gospel and receiving whatever we can offer as a church.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think we should go over to the next video, don't you, David?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? What is the next one?
It is...
Stavanger.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Hvorfor ikke?
Bra.
Er noen glad?
Ja. Ok, hva vil du dele? Liksom?
Fordi at de vil gjøre andre glad.
Wow, that video definitely made me smile.
Oh yeah, it was so creative.
Absolutely.
I'm impressed. The creativity that we can use in ministry is just amazing. We should really take that to heart. We can do it in so many different ways. Thank you, Stavanger, for that. What about you, Paul? We have Paul Tompkins here with us now. What are your thoughts about?
Well, it made me smile, and it reminds me of the quote from Francis Assisi, paraphrase, but spread the gospel, and if necessary, use words.
Oh, wow. That's right.
Yeah.
Share a smile. So we introduced you briefly. Would you, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself, Paul?
Thank you. My name's Paul Tompkins. I'm the youth director from the Trans-European Division, and that covers many countries throughout Europe, and most importantly, where we are here in the Scandinavian countries, and incidentally, where we will go next through to the UK too.
Yeah, so you've been involved in this for... How long has Global Youth Day been on?
Well, it's the second year that we have been doing it worldwide, and so the second year here in the Trans-European Division.
Oh, too. Okay. Interesting. So you have some experiences have you been part of this movement? Like, have you been going out in the streets? And...
Well, I was with the group in Oslo
this
morning.
That's right, yeah.
Last year, I was with the group in Finland, where we will see very soon.
That's amazing.
But what excites me about this is it's actually connecting the world through the mission of the church, the Advent message to all the world. And what better way to do that than through acts of kindness, acts of service, and caring for people. That's powerful.
Yeah, it's absolutely very powerful. Yeah, wow. So you shared a bit about Finland. We're going to be looking at what Finland has contributed to our program today. But would you share some experiences that you've had, and also afterwards maybe your visions for Global Youth Day? Like, what excites you, as we've asked the other guests here, what excites you about Global Youth Day?
Well, let me just pick up that one first of all.
Okay.
This morning on the streets of Oslo, there they were sharing, doing all many different things. And there was a family who walked by, or a man who walked by, and he sort of hovered and stopped and walked on. And one of our ladies saw this happen. And this was Sharon, who's Alistair's wife, one of our youth directors. And she was able to talk to him. And he turned around and said, "Well, what's this sabu that everybody's wearing?" And she could explain, well, that stands for Seventh-day Adventist Barn and Ungdom Association. Barn being children, Ungdom being youth. And she could immediately say, "We are Seventh-day Adventists." And she could put the name out there. She could put the name, the association, with the acts of kindness, the acts of compassion. And that speaks volumes. You know, the name in itself is actually a sermon. And so putting that alongside those acts of kindness, that excites me. And that's been happening all around the world today. And the fact is, anyone can do it.
Wow, that's cool. So you have been, you've sort of been able to organize, be part of the organizing group of this. And you've also been, I presume you've been that. And I've seen you've been down sort of with the young people out in the streets, seeing sort of what has actually been going on. Do you feel that what has been done has reflected the initial thoughts behind this Global Youth Day movement, that actually what was your thought to begin with, that has actually been worked out in what the people have done? Or do you feel it's sort of surpassed that? Or do you feel there's still growth potential? Or?
Oh, there's certainly growth potential, but certainly it's captured the idea of the World Adventist Youth working together in service, being the hands and the feet of Jesus. And, you know, we've grown from last year to this year. And, you know, I can't wait till next year. What's going to happen? There'll be more coming in, more and more joining.
That's right.
And that's going to be big, and it already is. Yeah, it's great. It's the best thing I've seen the Adventist Church do. I'm proud of our kids.
That's wonderful. Wow, that's cool. Thank you so much for it. You mentioned Finland. I think, do you have
something like that? Yes, next video is going to be Finland, where you were last year. So we're excited to see what
they did. Thank you so much for coming, Paul.
Absolute pleasure. Well done. Thank you very much. Good job.
Yes, thank you. Okay, let's have a look then.
Welcome to Finland, to our hometown Tampere in particular. We have lakes. We have Pyhäjärvi. Näsijärvi, Iidesjärvi, Lahdesjärvi, Alasjärvi, Suolijärvi, Hervantajärvi, Särkijärvi, Kaukajärvi. But isn't it dangerous to fish on ice in this time of the year? Well-fed fireman is a happy fireman. However, let's rewind back to Friday evening. At this time of the year, the sun sets in normal time. 3 months ago, the sun set at 3 p.m. We are close to the Sabbath and we want to offer some rest for our fellow town people. On the two sofas, we interview people about their lives, if they have enough rest and if they know what Sabbath is.
On.
Sopivasti.
Sopivasti.
No sopivasti.
Silleen riittävästi. Ihan riittävästi.
Onko, niin, tuntuuko elämä koskaan kiireiselle tai että on liikaa tekemistä?
Ei oikeastaan, kun olisi sitä tekemistä enemmänkin voisi olla.
No, niin voisi olla, joo.
Joo.
Whereas some of the young people had too little to do, the taxi drivers would have liked to have more rest.
Ja milloin sapatti on?
Niin. Vaikeita kysymyksiä. Siis kyllä se varmaan liittyy nyt johonkin asiaan, se sapatti, mutta...
Niin. Ei, mä ajattelin vaihtu miten, mutta sanaa nyt jo.
We served hot chocolate with marshmallows. In the cold weather, this was well received. There were not many children so late on Friday evening in the center, but for those who were there, we made and gave balloon animals. The Rest in the Lord performance with beds and blankets would have worked better in a separate location. In the square we were in, the beds did not attract enough attention. Several young people acted as beggars, asking people to tell their stories. The people would receive 1 euro each after having done that. 38 people told their stories and got their euros. Another 30 or so told their story for free. We feel that this activity worked the best. There was no need to press ourselves on them. They came to us. On Sabbath morning, it was time to visit 3 fire stations. We knew there would be 42 people at work on Sabbath, so we baked cupcakes for all of them. We thanked the firemen for their work for the community and asked if we could pray for them. In all the 3 fire stations, we did that.
Wow, that was great. Actually, 2 years ago, I went to Finland to play a volleyball tournament there that as Nordic countries have every year. And so I recognize some of those faces. Mm. And it's really nice to see them. They're all good friends of ours.
Yeah, and it's also as a country, there are neighbors even. But it's so fascinating. Finland has a totally, completely different language than the Scandinavian languages. But still, we feel like brethren and sisters, you know, especially with this Global Youth Day event happening. We feel closer than ever before. So that's amazing. Thank you so much, Finland, for contributing with that. That's great ideas. Also with the bed. Good luck with that next time you have that. Okay. We actually have a feed here. We'd like to broaden our scope a bit here. We have a feed from Facebook with pictures from the rest of the world. And here we see two pictures. One from, where is this place? In the Philippines. Okay. Yeah. Oh, in the Philippines. And they've already, this has been done. They have already celebrated their Global Youth Day by giving out flowers to the elderly, it seems.
And bookmarks.
Yeah, an 82-year-old man reacts to an act of kindness given by a group.
And then the next picture there we have from Miami, and I think they're just getting started because it's just in, I don't know the time there, but it's early in the morning,
it's
I guess.
It's in the morning, yeah, something like that. So there they're getting ready for something. Oh, and...
some videos, and... yeah, look at that.
Even medical work. Yeah, why not?
In the Philippines,
in the Philippines as well. This is a great day to have, like, you know, Health Expose. Health Expose is very Adventist. It's a great way of introducing the gospel to people who are maybe a bit skeptical to religion, as they see that there is actually a health aspect to it as well. Mm-hmm. You can maybe
and
just
I think I see in that picture there's watermelons in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're handing out watermelons. That's awesome.
That's
I would
great.
Like one of those.
Yeah, delicious. And here we have Africa, it seems.
Wow.
This is, you know, just amazing that we can connect like this and share at the same time what we're up to.
Yeah.
The different people I've been up to. It's great.
That is what is so great about social media. So you have Instagram, Twitter, you have Facebook, you can see.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should share the links as well. That if you still want to contribute with things, you can contribute by sending to globalyouthday.org. That's the official webpage on the internet. And also on Facebook, facebook.com/Adventist Global Youth Day. There you can send in pictures for the feed. And perhaps they will pop up here before we end this program. So, and on Twitter, if you're on Twitter, you can hashtag Global Youth Day. And that will be available.
Or GYD14. That's the most popular one I've seen. I've checked it today. It's
cool.
Really cool.
Yeah. It'll pop up on the screen anyway, so you'll be able to see that. Cool. So the next country. We have a couple of countries left. Scandinavian countries. Denmark.
Yeah. And they eat a lot of kartofler.
Kartofler. Let's have a look at the kartoffels.
Hello. We are the youth group of Odense. And it's Global Youth Day, and we're going out to the homeless. We're going to give them some fruit, each one of them. We're going to give them a toothbrush and some toothpaste. And many of them have dogs, so we will also give them some biscuits for the dogs. And there are quite a lot of homeless here in Odense, and they really need to see Christ's love come out to them through young people, and this is what we want to do today. We also know that it's quite cold in the night and also during the day here in Denmark, so we have some clothes for them so they can keep warm. And Joachim, we also need to give them some food, some soup. So this is what we're going to do today. Are you ready?
Yay!
So today here in Aalborg we've been handing out these goodie bags with little caramels in them.
It's got two little pieces of candy in it and a scripture and then like an address to our secondhand store. And it's been a great experience to try something different and something new to tell people about God and just brighten up their day.
When you give these bags to people, they just lighten up in a smile and say, thanks.
some people just walk by, and but there's actually a lot of people who doesn't want the chocolate, but they're willing to take the word and take it with them, and that's really, really good to see.
What words have you attached to the chocolate?
Well, some Bible scripts, and like be kind to one another, like God is kind to you.
How many chocolates have you given away so far?
I think about 15 chocolates. Yeah, and we have been here for a quarter or 10 minutes, I think. So it's okay. Yes.
Here in Aalborg, we went to the streets and we handed out these small bags with a piece of chocolate and some cards, a little part from the Bible, and then a few cards from our secondhand store and from our church.
All right, that was great. Yeah, I just want you to let you know that earlier I said kartofla. They eat a lot of kartofla, and that is potatoes in Danish.
That's right.
And I find it very funny because we would say in Norwegian it's potet. And in English it's potato, and they have kartofla. I don't know how they got that.
Scandinavia? Well, no. We have wonderful people in Denmark that we can relate to very much. I'm actually mostly Danish myself. Now the truth came out.
Wow.
More Danish than Norwegian. So it's wonderful to see you guys in Denmark. You've been active. I recognized several of you. And thank you so much for sending your contribution. It's great. It's so inspiring to see that you're here as well. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts about Denmark that you'd like to share? Or?
I would like to share to you guys that this year, my team, my seventh, our school, because we played this tournament, as I mentioned, we actually won the tournament in Denmark this year. So,
so that was an internal one for the Danish people. No, we in Scandinavia, we have a brotherly relationship with each other where we tease each other a bit. But when it comes to these things, we only encourage each other and we just share the love with you guys. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for showing the world what Christ is doing among you and for you. So let's have a look at the feed again,
yeah.
Because we have found some more pictures that would be interesting to look at. Here we have a picture from Tubuen's SDA Church. I do not know how to pronounce that name, but and I don't even know where it is,
but
to be
honest.
But
this time we went to Instagram to find these pictures.
Yeah.
And I think we should like these pictures, shouldn't we?
I think we should.
There we go.
Go ahead and like
one
it.
Like.
Give them a like. We like you guys.
We like you.
If any of you are watching now, we're here up north on the opposite side of the globe liking you. And here we have another picture. Let's like that one too.
Wow.
Wow. Global Youth, they even have like a huge banner. We should have that, you know?
Very fancy. Yeah, we should.
Very nice.
Next
so
year,
people.
Next time.
We can scroll a bit maybe. Let's see if there's anything else. Here we have dessert. Strawberry ice cream. Are they serving ice? Oh, after Global. They're treating themselves.
Well, look at that. They have like a big screen outside. That is really cool.
That looks like a video.
And that is from Oslo, that video there.
Really? That's right. Is it?
I don't think it's going to be any sound.
No, but we can see what happens if we click play.
Look at that. They're probably preparing for the...
Yeah, it seems like they're having a little devotion or something before they're going on the streets.
Yes, probably. Yes, all right.
Cool.
I think we should go over to the next video.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
And that is...
Sweden.
There we go.
Jag kommer med ungdomarna eller några stycken i vår kyrka och vi ska till ett ålderdomshem och sjunga lite för dem. Och så får vi se hur det går. Det kommer vara första gången jag spelar violin på ett sådant sätt. Så det blir spännande. tror det är bra när vi får göra någonting, för det är det kristendomen handlar om, att vi visar att vi bryr oss om andra, för det är ju faktiskt så Jesus gjorde för oss. Han visade oss att han brydde sig om oss, och jag tror det är viktigt för oss att också visa folk att vi kan göra någonting, vi kan vara med och sprida glädje. En lång tid i mitt liv har jag bara tänkt liksom att jag får skumma göra saker för andra och sånt. Det har varit lite tufft. Men det är någonting där. Alltså det är roligt. Känslan till exempel att bara gå förbi någon som sitter där och har skrivit snälla jag behöver maten och sådär. Och sen tar man och ser att man har några kronor i fickor. Och så slänger man i dem. Och så ser man i dens ögon hur den bara...
För det finns en fara i kristendom att allt blir väldigt teoretiskt. Därför finns det är viktigt med såna här satsningar som Global Youth Day, där man tvingas ut på något sätt att göra saker för andra. Att tänka på andra än sig själv. Alltså, det borde ju vara en livsinställning, eller hur?
Mm-hmm.
Ja. Absolut. Men oftast är det inte så. Utan man gillar det bekvämligheten där och inom kyrkväggarna liksom. Så jag ser fram emot jättemycket och kul att vara med ett gäng ungdomar som också är taggade på det.
Jag tycker det ska bli kul att gå ut nu på lördag och få sprida lite glädje bland de äldre.
Hi, I'm Christian Carlson from Sweden, and I'm excited about the 15th of March and Global Youth Day. There's been quite a lot of buzz about it here in Sweden, and the young people are excited to go out to show God's love through acts of kindness. Youth from all over the country, from places like Stockholm, Gothenburg, Borås, Jönköping, will go out into the streets of our towns to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ in a very secular country. The Swedish youth will be visiting the lonely and often neglected elderly. They will be donating blood to the needy. They'll be touching lives. They'll be spreading joy wherever they go. Ellen White says that our greatest joy will be found in unselfish service to others. And we think Global Youth Day is a great opportunity to do just that. It is my prayer that our young people of the Adventist Church will take this date seriously and make it a recurring event for anticipation, innovation, and mirth, that we can be the hands and feet of an invisible God to a secular society. This is a great opportunity to demonstrate the voice of the angel, peace on earth, and goodwill towards men.
We can be the hands and feet of Christ, and we can show God's peace to men. And I think that is what we have been seeing here in the northern regions this last hour. We've seen that the people of the north, though it's a cold place, there are certainly people here with very warm hearts and people who would love to share Christ with the people who live in our communities, who are searching for truth, who are searching for meaning and love.
Yeah, so David, would you mind tossing the ball over to Gilbert and the Brits?
We're going to the Brits.
Yes,
I would love
indeed.
To, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you. And here comes the ball.